listening to Mornings with Bruce Allen.
Get up. The morning show is hilarious.
Right here on Texas46Radio.com.
My friends, you know, I'm not looking for hilarity today. I'm looking for good, clean, crisp family fun. And, you know, if I can entertain you enough here, you know, I've got some folks here in the studio that can do a mighty fine job. From San Antonio, Texas, it's Vanessa Lynn Bird. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Mornings with Bruce Allen.
The morning show is hilarious.
Right here on Texas46Radio.com.
See, I put a smile on her face. You know, I told her about all these stupid buttons I got to push. But, you know, here's what I wanted. I'm going to have to move that applause button away from that other button there. Man, you guys doing okay?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. And, of course, not your driver, your co-pilot this morning. It's guitarist Gabe Garces. How are you, sir?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing mighty fine. So how is life in the big city of S.A.?
I don't know if it's a big city. It's more like a small town.
Compared to where you came from or what?
Well, I don't know. It's just like everybody knows everybody.
Where everybody knows your name.
Oh, that sounds like a Tracy Bird song. Sorry.
Uh-huh. You know, I'm thinking more of Cheers, but you know, it all runs together. So you're from Alaska originally.
Yes, from Anchorage.
From Anchorage. Mm-hmm. So what was it like living in Alaska?
It was beautiful. It's just like magical there.
So you came down to Texas to get away from the cold, and then
the cold.
Well, you had a big winter here last year.
Yeah, we got some snow.
Four days worth, maybe.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Oh, this feels like Alaska now. Now yeah. I had my fill, and now you're done. family wise, what you have family here, or are they still up in Alaska, or where are they?
I've got family here. So my parents live here in the San Antonio area. One of my brothers is up in McKinney. Okay. The Dallas kind of area, and then my other brother, his wife, baby girl, they're over in Louisiana.
Nice. So they're all spread throughout the states there. So yep. did you tell them you were going to be on today? Are they listening?
I hope they're listening. I told them, but...
If not, ooh, somebody's going to get scolded.
I'm going to get on their case if they don't listen.
you know, so as I've said before to other folks, everybody's got a bio, but, you know, on their websites... But a lot of folks don't go to the bio. You know, they look, oh, it's got a bio there. Oh, look, it's pictures and music. So they go there first. So that's kind of why I like to have guests come in studio and spend a little more time so they can tell the folks that are listening and their friends and fans and family that don't maybe know different things or different aspects about the artist.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we were discussing, we were trying to think of topics we were going to have, and you know, I don't want to catch you off guard or anything like that, where we have dead air. But what's your favorite dessert?
Apple pie.
Okay, so we had to get that one out of the way, and if you could see, well, you probably will be able to see if you watch the video afterwards. Gabe is just rolling on the floor laughing right now. He's just having an hysterical...
Gabe thinks we're hilarious.
Hysterical moment. He's going like, why am I here? Why am I sitting in this chair? Okay, how about a little high school? Where did you go to high school?
So I was homeschooled, actually, from second grade through high school.
Okay.
And then I did dual credit classes and stuff, community colleges, and then went to UTSA college.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then did you... graduate from UTSA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
What was your major?
Business Information Systems.
Business Information Systems.
So it's kind of like an IT degree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So without naming the company, obviously, you have an IT job. So you're actually one of the minority that can actually go to college and learn something and come out and have a job in that field.
I'm a nerd, yeah.
So what exactly do you do?
I'm a business information architect, so it's a lot of like data warehousing, data modeling, a lot of. Okay. His eyes are glazing over, everybody.
I was going to say we're listening to Intelligent Conversation with Vanessa Lindberg, yes. Well, congratulations on finding something in your niche there.
Thank you.
But music is obviously your... your passion in life, basically.
My dream, yes. Okay. All of that.
Where do you see yourself in, I don't know, 3 years?
Playing at the rodeo on the main stage.
Well, that would be good. Mm-hmm. So you guys did just do something with the rodeo, didn't you?
Yeah, we just did the barbecue cook-off. So we were out there on the Santico stage. The night before Kevin Fowler played that stage, so it was a pretty cool, okay, you know, stage. We got to go backstage and all that.
Very cool.
Ate a lot of barbecue.
Oh, man.
Wandered around, drank a little too much.
I love doing stuff like that. We haven't done the rodeo performed over there in 3 years, but you know, between that and private parties and things like that, mm-hmm, oh, the food is so good.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's the perks of being in this business.
It's hard to stay in shape in this business.
Well, I try to keep my girl's figure as good as I can here. And as I told you before, when you came in, usually when folks will see me, I'll have the ponytail in.
Mm-hmm.
But today I decided, you know, she's got the red hair, she's got the long hair. I said, I am not going to be outshined and overdone here today. So put in my best pair of earrings.
He put in his extensions, everybody.
Yes, this is my real hair, you can see. So, red hair in the family?
Actually, yes. My two of my first cousins and an aunt. This is not my natural color, but...
But it's, you know, it's a variation of red.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can
runs
just,
in the family.
Yeah,
so it runs in the family. I can get away somewhere with it, right?
So yeah, we don't tell you. It's as natural as it is today. It's red, my friends. Standard question: musical influences.
I would say Linda Ronstadt, Shania Twain, Patti Griffin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not your, I guess not your standard where a lot of the girls would say, ooh, Reba McEntire and Miranda Lambert. But you've got, that's good. You've kind of branched out, mm-hmm, a little bit and have some different influences. And that's what helps to make you different than somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Kacey Musgraves too, Maren Morris, those girls. Like, okay, they're my idols. So
very cool. Very, mm-hmm, cool. So you're not playing for the day. Okay. So you get up. You are off work.
Oh, okay.
If they actually gave you a day off,
awesome,
or you had,
okay,
to take some vacation days, oh, that stinks. But what would a perfect day be for Vanessa Lynn Byrd?
I'd probably eat some breakfast, drink some coffee, go work out, meet up with my friends. Actually, this would be the best day. Go get some jet skis and go out to Kangen Lake or Lake Travis. We were talking about this earlier.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be the best. Just spend all day out there.
Well,
probably get sunburned.
Once the weather gets a little bit better, the, mm-hmm, weather has not been really jet ski or skiing weather.
No. Well, skiing, though.
Oh, you can ski, yeah, in any kind of weather.
He just got back from Colorado. I'm headed up there in a couple weeks.
Oh, so we're talking about snow skiing.
Mm-hmm. Now we switched.
We switched.
From
water to snow. Okay.
Liquid to solid.
Well, we had a lot of folks here that were probably doing some snow skiing here in December at some time. Mm-hmm. But I think when we... you know, when snow happens here in Texas, it is a monumental event.
Oh, yeah.
And, mm-hmm, Facebook is going to be, and I knew it would happen.
It's
going to be inundated with snowmen. I know it. So we get out there and we're building this snowman. And, you know, Shannon's like, yeah, let's just have fun doing it. I'm going like, no, I want to be the first one to have my picture on there with a snowman. And then, of course, it's not. But it was fun. It's been, I don't know how long since we've had that much snow.
That was a lot of snow.
At one time. And to be able to go out and it's falling like I've never seen it fall before. Like, mm-hmm, of course, you. That's kind of like, oh, yeah, it's snowing. But being from Anchorage, I mean, is that how, when it snowed heavy? I mean, just real big old.
I don't remember the flakes being that big, but. I don't know. Honestly, okay, it was so long ago. I just remember just it being beautiful,
well,
and the mountains being huge.
And we took some, the next morning was awesome, mm-hmm, seeing the stuff on the, see, that's just, it's a special thing for us because we never see snow that often.
Mm.
And where we're at out here, where the studios are, you've got so many trees and the, you know, the trees didn't have any leaves and stuff on them. So the, mm-hmm, the icicles were hanging and it was just, I mean, God's paintbrush. You know, you look at the sky,
oh, yeah,
and see all that stuff. This was like live and in the flesh on the ground and, mm-hmm, the trees. And it was just amazing.
It was.
So just thought we'd throw that in there for for those of you that don't see snow very often. We got to see it and we're very happy about it. Okay, music wise, your songs. Very good songs, by the way. I can't wait for more to come out. But do you write all of your own tunes? Do you co-write, or do you combinations, or how do you come about your stuff?
It's kind of a combination. So the majority of the songs on this upcoming EP were written by a team of songwriters that I know.
Okay.
My producer was on most of them. And then the last one that we just recorded, it was a co-write between me and my producer.
Okay.
So I'm super excited.
Okay, cool. So if you can, where do you do your recording? And give a shout out to your producer and maybe some of the folks that have played on some of the songs.
Okay, well, so we went out to Nashville about a year ago, and we cut five of the songs out there at Jay DeMarcus's studio at his house.
Okay.
And so we actually had Evan Hutchings drumming on that album, and he was on Kelsey Ballerini's latest album. So
okay,
that's pretty
cool.
Okay,
that's cool. That's nice.
And then we cut the last one here. Well, not here, but San Antonio.
Sure.
I keep forgetting we're in a different city right now. And so we cut it there, and we had James Hurtless from Josh Abbott Band play bass, and then we had Preston Waite play fiddle. He's also from Josh Abbott Band.
Okay.
So we had some really cool people.
So where in San Antonio did you record it?
And so it's called Hollywood Studios, and the producer is Mac Damon.
Okay. So when, you know, it's not just the general public that listen to your stuff. There are musicians and singers as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I like for you to say, I mean, especially if it's done well, if you say, hey, that's been very well produced, maybe they might like to do something there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to know that. And the other thing is that hard physical CDs are going to be like cassettes at some point, and because everybody's doing stuff digitally. And
what's a cassette, by the way?
It's the same thing.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's the same thing where the 8-tracks came from. 8-track. I still have some of those too. But you don't get to see the liner notes and stuff as much, you know, having the physical copies. Oh, she recorded this here.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to social media, you know, and do it that way. And speaking of records and singers and stuff, I mentioned earlier that we have had new music in from, I should have asked you this ahead of time, I'm sure I don't step on my own foot here. Rich O'Toole. Did you do something with Rich?
I did, yeah. I sang a couple background vocals on his album, American Kid, and then I also did backgrounds on God and George Strait.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all have heard that here. So when you hear the lovely lady vocals in the background, that is Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's enough pats on the back. Okay. You do some acoustic stuff, obviously, but like you're prepared with Gabe.
Yeah.
And y'all were warming up earlier, and I'm just hoping you could do better than you did.
What? Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! They were so awesome during that. It would have been one of those things where I wish I could have just faded the song out on the radio and flipped up the faders here and just let them do it live, because it was very, very impressive. So I can't wait, and I can't wait to show it to you during Facebook Live to let the other folks hear it too.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. Let's see. So I'm talking full band now.
Mm-hmm.
How did you put together your band of misfits that you have?
So Rob, my lead guitarist, was playing with me for a while in like a previous band, and then we kind of started doing acoustic shows, just him and I.
Okay.
And then brought in, let's see, what order did I go in? I don't even know. You joined pretty shortly after that.
Right.
And then I had a bass player that I kind of knew. He started playing with us.
Okay.
And then found a drummer. It all kind of happened quickly over a couple months. I mean, not even that. Like, basically it was like, hey, I have a full band show. Like, everybody, you know, help me. And
that's good. I mean,
next thing you know.
There's lots of talented musicians in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm, there really are.
And there's tons that would love the opportunity to play in your band.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for the guys in the band that are listening, there are people in the waiting that would love to have your spot. So behave and listen to the boss.
They're great. They do their homework. They show up prepared. They're
yeah,
awesome.
I've seen some live videos of yours, and the band is great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And, you know, for me, being seasoned in my field of music, it's nice looking at a lot of these videos and seeing how young the artists and musicians are. And as Matt and Jay and I will say sometimes, going like, God, if we were only half that good when we were their age back then. Because we started, I think Matt was still in high school when we started the band. And when we were playing the Crystal Chandelier, I mean, that was in 1983 or 4, I guess. We just graduated high school in 81. So we thought we were all that.
You thought you were amazing,
we
right?
We thought we were all that, you know, because you could play the same place where you see the Ace in the Hole or George Strait's Name on the Marquee, mm-hmm. along with yours. It's like, hey, we've made the big time now. But and now it's just the musicians and the singers are so much more advanced.
Mm-hmm. But I think we all start out a little rough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know,
so. you just gotta push through it.
Yeah, you do. And I don't want to sound bad or negative or anything like that, but you know, it's a market nowadays where anybody with a guitar. Mm-hmm. Or an aunt that says, oh, honey, you can sing so good, can get out there and put a video out there. And it's kind of going like, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. But, and then you gotta filter through so much sometimes to get to folks like you guys, that are like, now that's talent right there. Mm-hmm. And that's what needs to be out there for people to hear. Mm-hmm. And it's going like, you know, she's working on an album, and she doesn't really have it fully released. I don't think so, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. I want to get you. I want to get a head start, and mm-hmm. you're close to home here. I want to get you in the studio and let people know who you are ahead of time. I don't want to say that. It's like, oh, he discovered Vanessa. You're like, no, that's not the whole point. I want to get her out there.
And I've been discovered. Oh my gosh! Yes.
Oh, this interview is over. Thank you, everybody. Good night. But I want people to know when there's good music out there, good talent, because a lot of the music that, like, for the music charts and stuff, they're all up north, and I feel like sometimes that South Texas is forgotten in the music thing. So. Having it on social media and things really is going to help get it out there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have your Facebook pages and your web pages. Mm-hmm. Every little bit is going to help with something. So,
which you can go to, by the way, VanessaLynnBird.com.
There you go. And so, did we mention you playing the rodeo already?
Yes.
I did. Okay. So, I jumped from one question to
we got
the other.
A lot more shows coming up, too. We're playing at the Tobin Center on the 12th. They're doing Hotel California Live. So basically they took the whole Hotel California album and they picked out bands, and each band is covering a song. We're backed by the full youth orchestra.
Okay.
So it's going to be really cool.
So you're going to be there. So what can you say what you're going to be singing?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but I am the final act. So if you're going, stick around to the very end.
So that would be like a headliner.
Something like that.
There we
are.
That's
the way I'm looking at it.
Nice. That's the way we'll see it. She'll be headlining that Hotel California deal there. What's your favorite song to play live?
Oh, man. That's hard. I like them all. Oh, I know. I just added this one recently.
Okay.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
There you go.
And it's fun to see all the guys start like singing it at the top of their lungs and dancing and stuff. I'm like, okay. All right, go for it, guys.
There you go. And you can do, you know, moving around on stage.
I mean, it's not just the girls. The guys love it, too. So it's a fun song.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Hey, we're listening to a great conversation here with Vanessa Lynn Bird and Gabe Garces. And I say most of the conversation is with Vanessa. Gabe is in the background there doing a little bit of head nodding. And
Gabe, say hey.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
There you go. And I'll have to just adjust that where I get that a little bit louder so he's not whispering.
So real quick, I met Gabe through Mac Damon, through my producer, and Gabe is actually the sound engineer at the studio where I'm recording at. So
cool.
It was really cool because he's there, you know, helping with my vocals and recording and, you know, just mixing everything and stuff. And then, you know, I find out he can play guitar. I find out he's really good. So then that's when he joined the band.
Well, one thing leads to another, and there you go.
Yeah.
You got a good music job here. Well, you do great. So we're going to have you do a couple of tunes live. And we're going to do a Facebook Live, so I'm going to set that up. But in the meantime, it's not really officially first single, I don't think. Or would you consider Breakaway a single?
Yeah, it is the first single, because I did a couple songs in the past, but I released them under a band name, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's my first.
So you released it under a band name.
Yeah, because I had a band before.
So where was that you released it here in town?
Just on iTunes, basically.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what, can I ask you what the name of the band was?
It was called Flyaway.
Flyaway.
Because my last name's Bird, so.
Okay.
You know,
so that was the name of the band. and Breakaway. So Flyaway, Breakaway with Vanessa Lynn Bird. Nice. So how did Breakaway come about?
So Breakaway was written by, like I said, a couple of songwriters that I know. And we were trying to come up with something about, you know, like having fun, like going out with your girlfriends and stuff. So Breakaway is, you know, just this fun song about, you know, letting it all hang loose, going hang out with your girls, forget the boys, and don't care about who's laughing at you. Okay. And just let loose and have fun.
Well, it's really cool because depending upon what DJs do, how they do their format, whether when they get new music in, how they listen to it, how they decide what they're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a lead vocalist in our group, so I listen more to the music first,
mm-hmm.
and the voice. So when the music starts, mm-hmm. it's like, hey, this is pretty cool. And then when the voice starts, it better be just as cool.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and then when that banjo kicks in at the beginning,
it's really good. So, you know, I listen, and the chord progressions, and there's like, ooh, I like that. Where it segues. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to use segue because when I say segue, people think they're on a scooter. It transitions into these, whether it's a weird minor chord or mm-hmm. some strange chord progressions. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of those kind of things.
Yeah.
And once I've done that, then I go back and listen to the words. And there are some songs that I've brought in because the singer is good and the music is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't listened to a word of the song. Why? I don't know, because that's just me. I'm a musician, and I like the music part of it.
Yeah, I think it depends on what your part is in the band. Like, vocalists, I immediately go to the vocals. I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that voice. If you're a guitar player, you're going to hear that lead in there. And,
yeah. So I've listened to, the first thing I did with yours is I listened to the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And go like, okay, that's good. I'm going to go ahead and bring it on in there. And mornings where I'm listening, where I've got music going through here, and it comes up on the rotation during my morning show, and I'm sitting here, and the headphones on, the first time I actually sat and listened to the words, it's mm-hmm. like, oh, this is great! This is really good. It makes I can picture the video, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever it is of how this all comes about, and it's really it's
brings
really
up images
cool.
in your mind. Right?
So you know, that's,
it's funny. My mom always gets on my case about that one line. I don't care how my mama feels. She's like, you don't care about me.
Oh, I'm such a bad mother.
Mom, like, come on. I love you.
Oh my gosh. So let's go ahead and play Breakaway. I'm going to play the single here while I get you guys set up for the Facebook Live, right, where you can do some live stuff. So
cool. Sounds good.
You're listening to Texas46Radio.com with me, Bruce Allen, and of course, my great special guest, Vanessa Lynn Bird, and her...
hey, whoa! Her awesome guitarist.
It's so much fun to poke fun at them, because they know it's all in good fun with Gabe Garces. We'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned. That was Vanessa Lynn Bird with Breakaway here with Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com, where anything can happen. Anything can. So, and now the thing that's going to happen is going to be a Facebook Live, which we're doing right now.
Yay!
So, it's been going on for a little bit there. Some people are watching. So, hopefully, a lot of Vanessa's fans are watching. Now, if you want to see this, you have to go to my personal page. So, but if you already know what that is, she's already tagged me numerous times. So, okay. So what are we going to do first today?
We're going to play a song called Made to Forget.
Made to Forget.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's about a love that's so painful that you don't want to remember it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what we don't want. We're going to want to remember the song.
You want to remember the song, but not the love.
All right, everybody. It's Vanessa Lynn Bird, Fire Away, Young Lady. Nice. That is nice.
What a sweet audience. Thank you.
I know. Look at that. They're all standing. They're all standing, waiting in line for group photos after the show.
How exciting!
That was very nice.
Thank you.
And you know, for in the morning, having a nice strong voice doesn't happen for everybody. It's going great for you.
And
today.
Texas with the nasty cedar,
with all the
out
allergies
there.
And stuff. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So.
And that song was co-written by Sam Watson and Mac Demon. So shout out to them.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you guys. Mm-hmm. And does that get you a little discount in the studio? Oh, that would be nice. So you got another tune coming up
here. Yes. So this one Mac and I wrote. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I don't want to interrupt you.
I'm getting better at it, not putting so many uhs and ands in. But go ahead and tell us about this next one.
So I'm super excited about this song. Like I said, Mac and I wrote it, and it's about kind of two is better than one. Like together, we're gonna burn brighter, we're gonna fight harder, we're gonna be stronger. And so, like, I think of my mom, I think of my fiance, like, I think of, you know, those people that are really, like,
okay,
supportive of me.
That's good. So, is anybody going to need any Kleenex for this one? Are they going to just be like, yes, that's a good song? Okay.
So, no, this song is fun. It's a little sassy. So, okay, it's going to be a good summer song. It is called Burn Brighter.
Burn Brighter. Okay, here's Burn Brighter. That is sweet. And you know what? A lot of the folks are like, she's not really in his studio doing that live. Well,
what?
You gotta let him know. Look at this hair.
Oh, wow. It is real. Or it's in there really good.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Let me get my old headphones back on here again. So tell the folks on Facebook here, tell the folks also where they can find your music.
So you can find it, obviously, through my Facebook. www.vanessalynnbird.com. And I've got Instagram with the same thing, Instagram/VanessaLynnBird. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Reverb Nation, like, you name it. It's there. So go look up Breakaway, two different words.
So you want to give a shout out to anybody that's watching or listening today?
My family, Michael, happy birthday to Vic. Shout out to Mac. What about you, Gabe? Who else?
Shout out to friends and family and stuff.
Yeah.
In particular names, you know, friends and family, everybody's going like, oh, he's talking to me, it may not be. So just any particular names you just want to say?
My pops, he's listening to the radio station right now.
Hey, there pops. You go.
Say, yeah. Hey, Pops, hey, thanks for listening to your boy playing. He did a mighty fine job, by the way. So, hey, we've been listening to great conversation with Vanessa Lynn Bird and Gabe Garces, all pronounced correctly, which, yes in radio is number one, my friends. Yep. So go ahead and catch a live show with Vanessa. Mm-hmm. You will not be disappointed by any means. And thanks for taking time out of your schedule, and thanks to your IT company there for letting you take off for at least
this
morning.
Thank you, guys, yeah.
All right, we're going to get back to more music. Right now, a few promos ahead. Stay tuned. Bruce Allen, Texas46Radio.com.
Hi, this is Race.